Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, where we play songs written by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans. I'm your host, Carl Anbihan. For the next 2 hours, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Muscovitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew on Pioneer 90.1. The first musical kernel to pop tonight is Larry Cease with a tune called The Wheel. Here on another Thursday night, Minnesota Homebrew.
I have walked through this land like a soldier beside you. Through detours and downhills we strode side by side. Still I caught a great light in the corner of my vision. Now I play surprise, 'cause it's right before my eyes. Hey, the wheel keeps on turning as the world spins slowly round. In my dreams there's a yearning following that unmistakable sound. Call is carried from silence on the breath of the breeze. It is whispered along. Now it gathers its might as it flows through the canyon, through a thundering cascade of earth-shaking sound. And the wheel keeps on turning as the world spins slowly round.
Born into a large family in St. Paul, where he learned to love harmonizing with his family when he was just five. After learning the keys on church organs and developing his vocal skills in choirs, he heard Elvis and was hooked on rock, soul, blues, and R&B. Gosh, Larry must be a lot older than your host, Carl Anbihan, to have remembered Elvis. Elvis Costello, I remember. Larry Cease, a master songwriter from the Twin Cities and a proud member of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. Well, as I said, I'm your host, Carl Unbehan. I'm live here in the studio at Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls. This is Minnesota Homebrew. I brought my guitar, and I have a new song that I wrote this week titled Forge On. We're going to do that about 8:30, but at the 7:30 hour, we have a little tribute to a man who loves all things bacon, Mike Q from Oshkosh, Wisconsin, from my hometown of St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin. And we're going to be talking about Mike and singing a song I wrote for him last year, simply titled Mike Q. Up next, River Falls, Wisconsin resident and member of MAS, Brad Duncey, with a very appropriate song titled Autumn Song.
The old white oak trees, about the only one with leaves this time of year. Someone's burning wood in the neighborhood, and it's the blue smoky haze that tugs my tears. Or is the north wind stinging colder, or the gray 'neath my cap getting bolder? No more cricket chirps, and leaves scrape the curbs, and the sky is dull. One Canadian goose leading all the troops to see ramparts down on the go. Wind blows a shiver on my shoulder, and I'll fist my pocket lint until it's over. Early morning frost powders up the stalks in the fields of corn. Glint of the sun as the day's begun will bring a smile with its warmth, and the coffee in my cup is getting lower, and the pace of my step slower. Silence is drowned by the lonely sound of a crow's call. And the first snowflake is quite a display, bringing to a close autumn song.
Authentic music for Grigla is Pioneer 90.1.
Here's a tune called Connected by John Lyell and Leslie McKee from the Twin Cities on Minnesota Homebrew.
Through the rain, wild horses in a field so free, and our fate connected together on this fragile web we live. In a vast rainforest,
Mr. Dale Menton from the Twin Cities. When Dale was a teenager, he was quite a star on the Twin City music scene, playing in a group called the Gestures from Mankato, and did a lot of teen dances at those places in the Twin Cities, and sure knows how to write a song still. Look forward to interviewing someday on Minnesota Homebrew. Up next, a tune called Alexander Graham Blues by Turtle Creek, here on The Brew.
Sitting by the phone, babe, waiting for it to ring. Sitting by the phone, babe, waiting for it to ring. I'm feeling kind of low, baby, please, Mr. Phone Man, won't you ring? Early in the morning, about the break of day. Early in the morning, about the break of day. I'm all alone with the blues as I lay. Down the street, bid my friends hello. Walk down the street, bid my friends hello. Look in their eyes, see if they know. Sitting by the phone, babe, waiting for it to ring. Sitting by the phone, babe, waiting for it to ring. I'm feeling kind of low, baby, please, Mr. Phone Man, won't you ring? I'm feeling kind of low, baby, please, Mr. Phone Man, won't you ring?
Well, up next here on Minnesota Homebrew, we have a couple of tunes about Minnesota. Bob Muscovitz is going to sing about the face of Minnesota. But first, MAS member Nigel Egg. Nigel is an Englishman, and personally, I think we should deport him, but, well, don't tell him I said that. Nigel has written a song called Why Minnesota, My Minnesota, which he has proposed as the new Minnesota State theme song, or just Minnesota State song. And Nigel actually has submitted this to the legislature and is waiting to hear back. Hope you don't wait too long, Nigel. Here's Why Minnesota, My Minnesota by Nigel Egg.
There's always something to complain about in Minnesota. Minnesota weather, Minnesota tax, potholes, skeeter bites, klutzy quarterbacks. Why Minnesota? 'Cause it's my Minnesota. It's the greatest state to be. I know my neighbor would do me a favor. My Minnesota is for me. There's always
is something to be glad about in Minnesota. Minnesota people, Minnesota lakes, good schools, clean air, hardly any snakes. Why Minnesota? 'Cause it's my Minnesota. It's the greatest state to be. I know my neighbor would do me a favor. My Minnesota is for me. M-I-N-N-E-S-O-T-A. It's okay.
That's me sniffling. It brings a tear to my eye. Here's Bob Moskowitz.
Gather round, everybody, to listen to the stories of the Northland. Come along, have some fun. Come and see the beauty of the Northland. When you get there, put on a smile. You'll enjoy the visit mile after mile. Let the beauty lift you up. And when you meet the people there, you just can't get enough. Hello, Northland. It's the face of Minnesota. Face of Minnesota. Face of Minnesota. Said to me, there's a place where people go, where it's cold in winter, warm in summer, and people love it so. Somebody once told me, there's a friendly spirit there, where they work together and share forever. Everybody cares. It's a place where a family can set their roots and grow. It's a land of lakes and trees where people love to go. There's something there, it's in the air, beyond compare. Minnesota, it's like a dream. It's lakes and streams, a family team. Minnesota, you love it so, you want to go. A picture show. Minnesota, come on and all, the Northland calls you. The face of Minnesota. Face of Minnesota. Face of Minnesota. Said to me, there's a place where people know the joy of living, hope and giving, sharing as they grow. Somebody once told me, there's a spirit in the air, the gift of pride that lives inside,
the people living there. It's a place for a family to grow and share and play. It's a land so beautiful, takes your breath away. There's something there, it's in the air, beyond compare. Minnesota, it's like a dream, it's lakes and streams, a family dream. Minnesota, you love it so, you want to go. A picture show, Minnesota, come on and on. Northland calls you. Do the face of Minnesota, the teeth of Minnesota, a place called Minnesota.
Thanks, Bob. Now it's time for our weekly songwriting tip, courtesy of Brad Duncey.
Hey guys, this is Brad with another Triple Minute Songwriting Tip. You know, in an earlier tip, we asked the question, what do we start with first, the music or the lyrics? And we decided, you know, it really doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, we may find that we favor one way or the other. You know, if you're a groove-orientated, you know, musician such as myself, you might find it more comfortable to sit down with a guitar or a piano and come up with some music. Or if you're a lyricist, you might sit down in your favorite chair or favorite place and sit down with a blank piece of paper and nice and quiet and you come up with some lyrics. Or maybe you just, you know, you're the type of person that's likes to work off of a melody and you'll just, you know, come up with a melody while you're doing dishes or shopping or mowing lawn or whatever. And that's great. You know, the only challenge that I have is if we do that all the time, every time, we can tend to get a little bit, struggle for some creative, fresh ideas. And it gets a little harder that way. And another thing that can happen is if we do that all the time is we may find that we have similarities from one song to the next, and yeah, before you know it, well, this is another Brad song because it kind of sounds like the one he had last week and the week before and the week before. So we don't want that. So what can we do? Well, if you're a musician, put down that guitar or that piano, sit down and just come up with a lyric. Force yourself to sit down on a blank piece of paper or computer screen and don't touch an instrument until you got that lyric done. And if you're a lyricist, well, maybe you need to, if you're a musician as well, you could come up with some music. Or if you're not a musician, you could have a friend of yours come up with some musician or a melody. And that's what you use as a foundation to write your lyrics into. And that might sound all easy, but, you know, it's a little bit of a crutch having that arm over the guitar or fingertips on the piano or sitting in your favorite chair with your favorite beverage coming up with a lyric. But I think if you try it, even seasoned writers, you know, we know this. But if we try it, we might find that we actually tend to get a little bit more creative because we have to think about things a little bit more. We have to get a little deeper in our thoughts, and we're not so much on autopilot. So that's the tip this go-round. If you would like to ask a question or you have a suggestion for a tip, you can email me at lists@braddunzeymusic.com. And until then, keep writing from the heart.
Can play that guitar. I had the pleasure of sharing the stage with Brad at Earth Angels Coffee House in River Falls, Minnesota last year. Did I say Minnesota? Wisconsin. And had some sad news this week. EACH has closed its doors. Victims to venues that are wilder and crazier, I guess. We're hoping maybe they can reform their organization and get started. Just the greatest room I, as a singer-songwriter, have ever played in. Stone walls in the basement, beer and wine, and lots of people. And it's tragic, but let's just hope that that turns around. Thank you, Brad. Really enjoyed that. So here I am, your host, Carl Unbehound, Minnesota Homebrew. I am always open to some shameless self-promotion. I have my guitar here. And I want to tell you about a guy named Mike Thomas, who was a student in my study hall when I was a monitor at St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin High School. Mike used to come up. I distinctly remember coming up and standing at the front of the desk and hanging out. I'm guessing ninth grade maybe Mike was in. Real nice kid. And we kind of hooked back up, I don't know how, through, I guess, Facebook connections. And now we're best friends. Mike loves all things bacon. He loves bacon toothpaste. He likes bacon underwear. He even gives bacon roses to his wife, sweet Tammy. And Mike's got a younger brother, Andrew, who's 10 years younger. I don't know him because he's really younger. And Andrew tells me a story about when he was young, Andrew would go to bed, and all of a sudden this hand would come up from under the bed and grab him and scare the bejeebers out of Andrew. Mike's always been nonsense, let's say. And anyway, back to the study hall. Good kid. I don't think he got into trouble too often. They tried hard to keep him out of the girls' bathrooms, I know. And he did. He had this habit. He wore these cowboy boots with mirrors on the toes. I wasn't real sure what that was all about. But anyway, Mike grew up, and he has become a responsible husband to sweet Tammy. Lord help that woman. And two sons, Luke and Zach. And checking his Facebook site here. Let me look. It says that Mike Q is a producer of high quality adult movies and, oh, no, wait. That's someone else's page. Gotta click here. Oh, Mike works in human resources at a Wisconsin Correctional Institute where he's an inspiration to all. And we really, really enjoy him. That man has a sense of humor. I was telling someone today that my ribs just ache when I read his Facebook's posts. And I decided last year to kind of do an amalgamation of all these Facebook posts. And because what Mike does is he puts something out there and then he just sits back and waits for the people to come and attack. And it's just so funny. So I wrote a song called Mike Q. And I have promised that the next time I come down to see my brother in Appleton, Wisconsin, my little baby brother Steve, who will be 60 on the 25th, that I'll bring my guitar and entertain the troops in Oshkosh and eat some great barbecue. Mike Q, what do? I like being me, but I'd rather be you, 'cause you have a knack for barbecue. And I most certainly don't. Dogs howl at the moon. Women cower, men swoon. When you walk into the room, can't you feel the love? You're charming, you're witty. Some even say pretty. Wish I had a video of. You're making delicious and exotic dishes, or out catching fishes for fun, for fun, for fun. Inmates give you no lip. They think you're dangerous but mighty hip, and always ready with a quip to stop them dead in your tracks. Stephen Hawking should genuflect. At all, very often you're correct. But why sweet Tammy gives you no respect is just a mystery to me. You're charming, you're witty, some even say pretty. Wish I had a video of. You're making delicious and exotic dishes, or out catching fishes for fun, for fun, for fun. Mike Q, I'm feeling blue, knowing that I can never be you. But hopefully I will live up to the great example you set. That's right. La 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 la. There we go. That's for you, Mike. And I don't know if you heard, but I accidentally sang women cower and men swoon, but maybe that's the way it should be. Hope you enjoyed that. Mike, we love you. Talk to you soon.
nothing against New York or Idaho. Utah's a place I think I'd like to go. I hear fall in Vermont is really great, and I kinda like the Sunshine State. But I truly love to be in Tennessee, munching on a moon pie, sip a cold RC, jamming on the front porch, cousin Jed and me, driving a golf ball clean out of sight, casting flies in the early morning light. I truly love life in Tennessee, where the trails wind through the Smokies and summer rain refreshes like sweet tea, where a man can get lost in his deepest thoughts. I truly love to be in Tennessee. Waffle House girls serve grits and call you hun. A man does a good deed but don't tell what he's done. Big family dinners Sunday after church, people can't get more down to earth. I truly love the folks in Tennessee. Never stops when you're in Tennessee. Guitars and bars, the Grand Old Opry, bluegrass, gospel, B.B. King blues, the king of rock and roll, blue suede shoes. I truly love the tunes in Tennessee, where the trails wind through the Smokies and summer rain refreshes like sweet tea, where a man can get lost in his deepest thoughts. I truly love to be in Tennessee, where a man can get lost in his deepest thoughts. I truly love to be in Tennessee, in Tennessee. Love to be.
That's Ron Long in Tennessee. According to Ron's biography, he has been a member of MAS, that's Minnesota Association of Songwriters, for at least 20 years. He says he writes lyrics and music for all his songs, which are mostly country-tinged with an old-school feel, which is not intentional. But I like 50s and 60s music, so I guess it sneaks in. Well, don't feel bad. If you listen to John Phillips' very last album recorded just before his passing, it's country. How that happened, I don't know. But Ron, thanks a lot for that song. We'll be playing more of yours in coming weeks. Up next, Sonny Johnson from Bemidji, Minnesota, with a song called Men Should Not Wear Tight Clothes.
This morning, what did I see? An empty pillow and a fuzzy TV. Some people try to be so cool. Me, all I really need is you, yeah, like you own the place. Why you push me down, it makes you feel so good. But now you lose it like I knew you would. You think you know me like the back of your hand. You think you know exactly who I am.
Radio for Karlstad is Pioneer 90.1.
Here's a song called Never Recover by Dave Perner, born in Green Bay, Wisconsin in 1964, but since he was 17, he's lived in the Twin Cities. Never Recover.
When you told me you don't like me, I thought I cared. I realized I was just worried about myself. Never dealt with myself, and I was so damn scared. I felt like nothing to everybody else. Seems like I never recover from losing my lover. I just don't know what I'm gonna do, and I'm taking the blame.
I just don't know what I'm
that's Dave Perner. Says birthplace Minneapolis. I think our biographies are a little off there, but David Anthony Perner was born in 1964, and it says on his one website at least that he once dated actress Winona Ryder and had a small part in her 1994 movie Reality Bites, playing a character named Phineas. He played hockey in high school, and he lent his voice as Paul McCartney's for the 1994 movie Backbeat. And you know, I've heard of that movie, but never seen it. Going to have to go to Amazon.com and see if I can find it. Couple announcements, then a tune by Patsy O'Brien titled The Magician's Daughter. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew. Hi, Mike Q.
School hall windows broken in. The hollow road, it howls from either end. There's laughing dogs and there's whiskey boys making the most of a little noise. 100 tales in every heart. The choir bends under the same old parts. The dogs disappear at night. There's drunken love by the traffic lights. And the stars sing down again. Circus came through town today. The dancing horses all on their way in their finery. And in the crowd somebody said, you know I'm gonna jump on board someday. Oh yeah, I'm gonna run away with the magician's daughter. All done, the dues been paid. The garden's sown, the cornerstones all laid. Roll on those rainy days. The factories are made, the memories fade. The eldest boy now, he's living far away. A Polish girl rents his room these days. Oh boy, how the times have changed. Circus came through town today. The dancing horses all on their way in their finery. And in the crowd somebody say, you know I'm gonna jump on board someday. Yeah, I'm gonna run away with the magician's daughter. With the magician's daughter. With the magician's daughter. And the stars sing down again.
Boy, do I wish I could play a guitar like that. I bet it's a Loudon made in Ireland, because Patsy was made in Ireland, but calls St. Paul his home now. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew. Up next, Paul Westerberg from his Folker album, in which was recorded in 2004, a tune called Looking Up in Heaven.
Sunday morning I felt afraid. Someone leaving the world today. I looked low, I looked high, I only miss one friend. Before I go, I look high again. So I went looking up in heaven, but you wasn't anywhere in sight. They asked me to stick around, but without you it just wasn't right. I went looking up in heaven, but it wasn't anywhere in sight. Sunday evening I get the blues. Someone sleeping in a tennis shoes. I look low, just one friend. Before I go, I'll look high again. I went looking up in heaven, but you weren't anywhere in sight. They asked me to stick around, but without you, it just wasn't right. I went looking up in heaven, but you weren't anywhere in sight. I met a little angel, she asked me if I could step outside. I'll make you forget it, baby, won't you watch me fly?
Westerberg has been a member of many fine Twin City groups, including The Replacements, here on Minnesota Homebrew, winding up hour number one. I feel like a little frivolity because Mike Q has messaged me on Facebook and says, payback is coming.
My bologna's going bad, that ain't good. You can smell it all over the neighborhood. I left my fridge in New Orleans. My spaghetti's trying to crawl right out of the jar, but leave the door closed, it won't get far. I left my fridge in New Orleans. My salad turned itself into a soup. The ice cream in the freezer won't ever need a scoop, but those tomatoes, they're the strangest thing yet. They're organizing a barbershop quartet.
They don't sound too bad.
I'll never look at things the way I did before. Next time I go to the grocery store, I left my fridge in New Orleans.
Is not Leon Redbone. That is Sartell resident and master songwriter Dave Coffell. The Fridge song from a CD called No Substitute for You. And that CD is just chock full of great songs like Dreamin', No Substitute for You, and of course, The Fridge song. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew. I'd like to give a shout out to John Bjork, who's listening in St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin, to Bob Muscovitz down in Hackensack, and of course, Mike and Tammy Thomas down in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Boy, I feel the love.